Now, our next guest this weekend, Zorba, celebrated his 44th wedding anniversary.
44 years.
Happy wedding anniversary to Zorba and his lovely wife, Cassie. Now, producer Steve has searched through the archives.
Right.
Would you believe he's found the wedding vows from Zorba's wedding all those years ago?
Now we're all seated. Cassie, do you take Peter Zorba Peters to be your lawfully wedded husband?
I do.
And you, Peter Zorba Peters, do you take Cassie to be your lawfully wedded wife?
You're going to set me off early.
Oh, really?
It's just common sense.
Oh.
It's time it was confronted, not shoved under the table. And I believe it's a massive issue and there surely has to be a uniting. I've seen the effects firsthand. And it's shocking.
Oh.
Good day. Zorb, good morning. Brilliant. Happy anniversary, Zorb.
Morning, Ray. Morning, Bulldog. Yeah.
44 years. The lovely Cassie, she's put up with all that time. How good?
Yeah, I don't know how. I've been hitting the backside by a rainbow, but yeah, great.
I worked it out, Zorb. 16,000 days waking up next to you.
Oh, how lucky.
Hey, Zorb, we'll get stuck straight into. We've had one listener text in, bring Wayne Bennett back to South. What's happening at the Rabbitohs?
Move aside, JD. Old Clint Eastwood's going to ride back into town. I don't think there's any doubt. Bennett has said he wants to coach next year. Demetrio's going terrible with South Sydney this year. I know he's got a new contract stitched away in his pocket and he'll get well paid out, but I can't see him lasting. I don't know. I think if Sam Burgess was available, they'd bring him back now, but they're not going to let him go in Warrington. They had a big win over Leeds at the weekend, so he's going to have to see out his 2 years there, or at least one. I can see Bennett coming back and taking over South Sydney. Their fourth loss in five games and the inevitable drama surrounding and hounding the club around Latrell Mitchell hits home hard. The 34-4 thrashing by the Warriors at a core is a nightmare for South.
What is it, Zorba? Can you put your finger on it?
I just think the players having too much say there, and I don't think they're playing the way that the coach wants to play. I think there's a lack of discipline there. I mean, Latrell has been a nightmare waiting to happen, hasn't he? Two on-field charges is a problem the players and the club didn't need. Now, Coach Demetrio is openly losing patience with his troubled star. Now, Mitchell collected Sean Johnson's face with his elbow in the 19th minute, and in the 32nd minute, he placed Tohu Harris in a dangerous position in a tackle. Now, South's the 17th, and will now face the Sharks at home. They have a bye, and then they play the Storm away. Now, that'll be, I reckon, six losses in the first 2 months. That'll mean no finals for South and some challenges for the coach going forward. Now, Demetrio used the word stupid to describe Mitchell's brain fade moments in the huge loss to the Warriors. I haven't heard him speak like that. He's obviously running out of patience. A broken leg or a suspected broken leg to the regular halfback Lachlan Ilias, who should not have been playing in that grade anyway, further highlights the deep hole Souths are in. Wayne Bennett back, I don't think there's any doubt. He wants to coach. He's been at Souths. They love him. They'll respond to him. No brainer.
Yeah, I think you're right with that draw, Zorba. I'm just checking it out now. I think you'll find after Melbourne, they might actually have the Panthers. So
I didn't go any further, Bulldog.
Yeah, that could be season over by round nine. They do, Zorba. Round nine, South versus the Panthers. So the next three games are very, very challenging.
Well, they can't win them.
What do you make it?
He's going to go. Latrell has got to be suspended. He's walked the tightrope so far this year. He's been lucky to escape a couple of issues. I think it's come home to roost.
DCE yesterday, Zorb, you were there, I think, from memory.
Yeah.
What did you make of the day? What did you make of Cherry Evans's legacy?
Well, not all milestone games work out, but for DCE, he's moved to the greatest number of games for the Sea Eagles. Couldn't have gone better for the Manly captain. He debuted in 2011. He's still going great 13 years later. He's indeed the great survivor. A try, two try assists, six goals from six, and a couple of them from out wide was a wonderful contribution before nearly 18,000 fans. At 5:30, it's not a good drawing time on a Saturday, but the people in God's country came in their thousands to support their captain. It was a wonderful atmosphere, packed hill. They came to celebrate, and boy, they did. Manly beat Penrith, surprisingly, up the middle.
They did.
Paseka, Alioi, Nathan Brown, what a revival he's had. Big Toff Sipley, all outstanding. And Turbo revved up out the back for his mate, Cherry Evans. Manly versus the Warriors in Auckland next Saturday. What a beauty coming up.
Exactly. Hey, Zorb, one of our listeners has texted in and said, ask Zorba about the kickoff. Now, I don't know if you heard us earlier. Dino's just raised the point about whether the collisions from the kickoff are something NRL should look at and potentially amend the rules to avoid them, because they are extraordinary, some of these collisions amongst the players. What's your thoughts on that, Zorb?
Absolutely not. I mean, there are times in the game. Nathan Brown running the ball up last night from a ruck was just the same as Nathan Brown running it up after taking the ball from another player off the kickoff. I mean, it's going to happen. It's a collision sport. Let's stop trying to make it a game that you can play in an apron. No, I'm dead set against it. It's a tough part of the game. Manage it better. It doesn't have to be someone charging in. You can spread the ball. There's a lot of variety in your play you can do. Come on, let's get with it. No, definitely not.
Who's the NRL showboat player, Zorba, in 2024?
This is interesting, I think. For many, it's the brilliant Bronco Reece Walsh. South's army of fans, they remain faithful to Latrell Mitchell despite his current problems. At the foot of the mountains, definitely it's Nathan Cleary every time. In God's country, it's Tommy Turbo. There are other worthy contenders, but there's, of course, Roger Tuivasa-Sheck back in the game over at the Warriors, and Sean Johnson. They love him there. He's their showboat player as well. But for me, the player that gets me out of my well-used recliner is Ezra Mam from the Brisbane Broncos. His three tries in a grand final loss was amazing. It doesn't come often, but it only comes to great players and players that can capture the opportunity that comes in front of them. So his game against the Storm last Thursday night, his acceleration onto a bouncing ball to score was simply electrifying. For me, Mam is the man.
Yeah, no, he's some player. His three tries in the grand final last
but,
year
but
showed.
The good part about it is most people will have a difference of opinion.
Yeah, it's fair enough.
Reece Walsh, the young people under 18 absolutely adore Reece Walsh.
You know, he's one of those guys you just love to watch play footy. Hey, Zorb, this will be close to your heart, I know. Dino raised earlier that your former teammate, the great Graham Eadie, is doing it tough at the moment.
There he is, the Wombat. He played hard, he's lived hard, and he's doing it tough at the moment. I was very saddened when I spoke to Bulldog earlier in the week to find out how poorly that the Wombat was feeling. A shout out to him and his family. I know it's a worrying time for them. Let's hope the big fella pulls through. He's too young to be in a situation like this, and I hope he pulls through. What a great player! And talking about great players, I'd like to pay tribute to Bobby Lanigan, who was a terrific servant of the game. He passed away during the week. He was a terrific winger for the Newtown Jets. Outside, he played outside Bobby Keys and Chicken Moore. He's a ground announcer, a manager for the NRL for many, many years. And he passed away during the week. Very sad.
Zorba, looking back to Vegas and the four teams that were there, how would you rate their performances over the first five rounds?
Well, we always wondered what the travel to Vegas would do, the different preparations, the fact that the players were shielded from many trials. They went in just on the basis of hard training. It was uncharted waters, and I don't know if anybody has really come through it all that well. The Roosters, 2 out of 5, and really up and down in their form. Great 1 week, down the next. The Sea Eagles, well, they reached their pinnacle last night. 3 out of 5, they're the best performing team out of the four that went. South's dreadful, 1 out of 5, and they strutted around Vegas like they owned it, I'm told. The Broncos, again, very hot and very cold, 2 out of 5 for them, although they have had a lot more injuries than the others. But, the jury's out. It's going to be interesting over the forthcoming seasons to just work out, you know, who handles it the best. But Sea Eagles, 3 from 5, the best at the moment. But a lot of question marks about Vegas and what effect it has, the travel and the return and then the games after it.
Yeah, no, fair enough. Hey, Zorb, 2 games to complete this weekend's round. The first one's just after 4 p.m. North Queensland take on the Gold Coast. Then about 6:15 p.m, the Raiders will take on the Eels down there in Canberra. How do you see these two games, Zorb?
Before I get to them, Ray, I just want to say bravery isn't always rewarded. The Roosters, one man down, without inspirational captain James Tedesco, they produced one of the bravest comebacks in decades against an improved Bulldogs on Friday night. Down 26-0 at halftime, the Roosters scored exactly that many points in the second half to almost snatch a win for the ages. And they did it with 11 men for 10 minutes in the last 40 when they had a dismissal, which I thought was absolutely ridiculous. Matt Burton got the Dogs home with the Bulldogs one lone try in the second half. Terrific performance by the Roosters, beaten but not disgraced, and much improved by the Bulldogs. Okay, today, Cowboys. I think they'll put further pressure on Des Hasler and the Titans. 13 plus in that one for the Cowboys, who are pretty impressive in the opening rounds of the competition. I think Ricky's Raiders will beat the Eels down in Canberra, and I'm suggesting that's going to be a convincing win for the Raiders. I haven't been impressed with the Eels this year, and I don't think they'll get up down in the national capital today.
Fair enough. North Queensland into Canberra. Hey, Zorb, appreciate it. Again, happy anniversary to you and Cassie. Enjoy the weekend. We'll talk next Sunday.
Thanks, guys.